This is KCUR 89.3. This weekend, Kansas City acknowledges a horrific Missouri legacy with the placement of a new historic marker just west of downtown. It's part of a national project toward truth and reconciliation to address the aftermath of lynching. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson has the story behind the monument.
On a cold and windy November day in West Terrace Park, overlooking where Bluff Street Bridge used to be in the West Bottoms, the surroundings are very different than they were on April 3, 1882. That was the day that Levi Harrington was lynched. He was married, an African-American father of five, a porter, and a laborer. Harrington's parents had moved their family to Kansas City, most likely to escape the racial horrors of Mississippi after their time as slaves had ended. Newspaper accounts show that Harrington was accused of killing a police officer. Jerry Sanders has researched the case. She's an archivist with the Black Archives of Mid-America.
He was a good man, and he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They said he was eating. When the mob came, he looked up, saw the white mob, and he ran. And so they caught him. And you know what happens with the mob is that they just decided that they would just go ahead and lynch whoever they found.
Shortly after Harrington's lynching, the actual culprit was arrested and put on trial. Harrington's memorial marker will be placed tomorrow at West Terrace Park near the Quality Hill neighborhood. 60 documented lynchings of black men took place in Missouri between 1877 and 1950, the second highest number outside of the South. Levi Harrington will be the first lynching victim in Missouri to be honored. Stacy Pratt is one of the driving forces behind that.
I don't see this simply as a marker for Mr. Harrington, though most profoundly and most sacredly it is, but it's an opportunity for us to gather and to really engage with what's going on in our community now and see how we can change it.
Pratt leads the organization Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. She sees a connection between lynching and the work she does. Pratt says data shows the racial correlation between where lynchings took place in Missouri and where capital punishment takes place now. This project to remember lynching victims goes beyond Kansas City. Organizers received a grant from the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery, Alabama. Earlier this year, EJI opened a memorial museum dedicated to America's lynching victims. At this museum, they keep jars of soil collected from the sites of documented lynchings. Soil from the lynching site of Harrington is there now. Glenn North is a local poet and black culture savant. He believes Harrington's dedication is a start to honoring all the lynching victims. Collecting soil from the lynching sites, he says, helps connect people to the past.
And if you can use those kind of symbols to touch people on an emotional level, I think that's when people start moving beyond that cognitive dissonance or that denial and have to deal with what's currently going on, and hopefully take the necessary steps to move forward.
Jerry Saunders of the Black Archives says the work doesn't end with the Harrington dedication. She is still doing research to find his descendants and hopes to honor the other victims with the Missouri Museum. For tomorrow's dedication, Glenn North will do a reading of his poem, Lynch Family Blues.
Now I'm walking on air, baby. Feels almost like I'm free. My feet steady kicking the wind. Yeah, I'm close to being free. And for the first time in my life, baby, white folks is looking up to me. Hear me, son. Your daddy loves you. Keep hanging onto hope. You the man of the house now. Gotta help your mama cope. Daddy won't be coming home no more. 'Cause I reached the end of my rope.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.